USA Radio News.
You know what you should do, John? Go into the middle of the caravan, take your cameras, and search. Okay? Search. No, no. Take your, John, take your camera, go into the middle, and search. You're going to find MS-13, you're going to find Middle Eastern, you're going to find everything. And guess what? We're not allowing them in our country. We want safety.
President Trump doubling down on his comments before boarding Air Force One. Now, the president was talking about people that are in the caravan that is in Mexico currently and heading towards the United States. A woman who abandoned a 2-year-old child on a stranger's porch in Spring, Texas last week is explaining why she left her friend's child unattended. The woman said she was on the phone with her friend who led her to the wrong home where she was caught on surveillance, dropping the toddler off, then quickly running away. The woman does face a charge of child abandonment. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25% to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Much of the nation continues to enjoy a broad decrease in gasoline prices as oil has dropped to $69 a barrel. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Decreasing oil prices have sent the national average down over 4 cents a gallon in the last week, with the exception of the West Coast. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the national average.
The national average in the last week has dropped by 4.4 cents per gallon to about $2.84 a gallon. That puts it just 1.5 cents higher than amongst the lowest it's been.
Hawaii has the highest average at $3.87 a gallon, while South Carolina the lowest at $2.55 a gallon.
Hurricane Wilma intensified over the last 24 to 36 hours and is on the brink of becoming a Category 5 hurricane. As of Monday, Wilma had maximum sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. Now it's expected to make landfall off the western coast of Mexico come Tuesday night or early Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The United States is seeing a resurgence in a democratic socialist movement. The Democratic Socialists of America report at least 46 other democratic socialist candidates have won primaries earlier this year, and their membership has grown from 7,000 members to 50,000 members since President Trump was elected. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Adrian Woolridge. He's author of a new book along with Alan Greenspan titled Capitalism in America, A History. And one of the things I asked them was, has there been a time like this where the United States has seen more people wanting to push us towards socialism?
Absolutely. It's happened very, very frequently. If you look at the end of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, you have a populist and progressive movement that arises, you know, in the prairies. From prairie populism that arises in some of the big cities like Pittsburgh and Chicago and New York. You have, again, in the 1930s, during the Great Depression, again, a lot of people arguing in favor of socialism. And America has never gone down that road. It's always, in the last analysis, decided that that's not the way forward, because America is good not only at inventing itself but at reinventing itself. So you have, you know, in the 1930s, when it looks as though capitalism wasn't going to work, it looks the Great Depression, everybody's worried about the future. They think that perhaps socialism is the way forward. Suddenly, in the 1950s, the economy is roaring ahead, and the middle class is getting very significantly richer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.